This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's average snowpack has improved, but is still short of normal levels. Total precipitation is just 68% of average. Statewide reservoir storage is around 83% due to the persistent drought conditions. Nearly a quarter of Colorado is experiencing exceptional drought, the most severe category. The Natural Resources Conservation Service says there's a chance that the 2020 La Niña may weaken by spring, which could improve the chance for more substantial late winter and springtime storms. An avalanche warning has been issued for Vail, Summit County, Steamboat Springs, and the Flat Tops Wilderness Area. A foot or more of new snow and strong winds have made snowpack fragile, and large, deadly avalanches could be easily triggered. Ethan Green is the director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
That warning is telling you that it's high avalanche danger, which means that spontaneous avalanches are happening.
Forecasters are urging backcountry travelers to avoid slopes steeper than 30 degrees. The Colorado Secretary of State says new business filings jumped more than 20% in the fourth quarter, but at the same time, business closures rose by about 19%, an economic recovery that started last May after the shutdown was stalled following a surge of COVID-19 cases in winter. It is 36 and mostly clear in Montrose with a chance of snow this evening. This is CPR News.